And you will be with us. And Lord, we will not be separated again for all eternity. You will find your dwelling in us, and we will find our dwelling in you. And Jehovah, there shall nothing separate us anymore. We just bless you, O God, in this hope. We rejoice in this hope. In this hope, we will overcome tribulation. In this hope, we will, you know, go through the challenges of life more than conquerors, knowing that our light afflictions are momentary, but they are working for us a far exceeding great weight of glory, my God. Amen. Lord, we pray tonight as we, you know, Lord, feed upon your word. Let our eyes be opened. Amen. You say that you broke bread. And as you broke bread, you gave thanks. And Lord, their eyes are opened.
Yes.
And they knew you. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, tonight in the breaking of bread, a fresh revelation of Jesus Christ be given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God because we have opportunities that in time past people were peeping into them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Great men like Isaiah, Jeremiah, they were all making, you know, just peeping, wondering. These men gave prophecies, and then they will wonder, this prophecy I'm giving, who is he talking about? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When will these things come to pass? Is it in our time or in a time to come? And then the Spirit of God that was in them gave them witness that not for themselves, but for a generation to come, did they give all of these prophecies. Praise the name of the Lord. So that men like Daniel could look into certain things, desire to touch certain things, and the Lord will say, Daniel, go your way. Hallelujah. Enter into your rest. This thing is reserved for a particular time and a particular dispensation. And brethren, we believe strongly that we are living in the time of the fulfillment and the manifestations of all the promises that God has made. Because the nature of God's promises is that they will not return void. And everything that has proceeded from the mouth of God carries within it an inherent power to fulfill itself. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life. They are the thing is a living thing. When it goes out, it doesn't just sit down and lie. It has power in itself to begin to bring what has been spoken to pass. So every time this thing has come out to you, you know, the only thing that stops from working is my response. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If Mary, for instance, when the angel spoke to her, had said, I'm not interested, you know, what would have happened? That word would have moved on. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord would have sought somebody else. That is the law. You know, God said, Abraham sent a servant to find a wife. The servant said, if the woman is not willing to come, he said, well,
you're free.
But you see, there must be a wife for Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand the point? That one, it was written before Isaac was born. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So even concerning us, there will be, the Bible said that a seed will serve God.
Amen.
That seed will be recorded as a generation.
That's
right. You see, it is to call them the generation of them that seek God. When the whole earth is going their own way, there is a people who are looking for God. They seek Him with all their hearts. And Bible said that God has prepared a city for them. Praise the name of the Lord. A dwelling place. You know, I just feel in my heart that we look at that. It's actually a continuation of our inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, because it is the understanding of these things that gives our life meaning and purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of people live without purpose. They get up in the morning, they go to work. They run up and down chasing what they think will give them. You know, the way we chase money, we believe that once you get that money, all your problems are what now? Are over. So you see people doing things, doing rituals, killing people, you know, all kinds of things. They are working with an illusion, a conviction that has no foundation, a city that has no foundation. It's an illusion. But you see, God is also coming to us with a word. That word is a revelation of what was in his heart. What we are talking about is a plan that God, the Bible said that God is the author. And what now? The perfecter of our faith. He designed it, he conceived it, and he said, I am going to bring this thing to what now? To pass. You just join me in this journey. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I know where I'm going to. And I'm trying to show you ahead of time, this is where I am taking you to. And if by the grace of God we're able to see clearly that the thoughts of God for us are thoughts of what now? Of good. You know, this has always been the problem. What is God's plan for us? When, if I'm following God now, how am I going to end up? You know, and until you have a conviction that the plans of God are for good. Whenever there's a little problem like Israel, murmuring, grumbling, complaining, some even went as far as saying that God brought them out to kill them. Now, why would God waste his time to do that? It's easy to die in Egypt. Do you understand? Without even having... So why would God do all that? Harass Pharaoh. Destroy Pharaoh. Do you understand the point? Waste the land of Egypt. Bring you out. Open the Red Sea for you. Bring water from the rock. Do you understand the point? Cover you in the sun for you. Do all that so that he will kill you. It does not make any sense.
It reminds me of Samson and his wife.
Okay.
Not Samson, Samson's parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
You understand the point?
So now we die because we have sinned.
Sin God.
If he wants to kill us, why would he give us all this?
Do you understand? So a lot of times these voices are not spoken in our conscious realm. You know, when Chidoke talks a lot about the unconscious realm, it is in the unconscious realm that the things that control your life happen. You know, we speak a lot. You know, and sometimes what we speak is not what is in our hearts. So God doesn't, this one, God goes much more for what is in the heart. So God wants to give you a vision of his plan and program. If you're able to grasp it like a man called Abraham, do you understand? When you catch that plan, let me tell you, the whole world will be working contrary to what now? To that plan. Everything around you will seem to work against the plan. There are circumstances around us that will look like, in fact, this thing is not going to work. But you see, there is these people, there's something very strange about them. They have something they call faith. Do you understand the point? It's something inside them that they just hold like this. Storm is blowing. They are looking at the whole world is collapsing. They're just holding the thing. Do you know why? They know that that thing is a seed. Okay? He said, at the time appointed, it will do what now? It will manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And then the environment is attacking that thing that they are holding like this. They are holding it jealously. The environment is working to attack it. And if they are able to hold that thing and guard it until the time appointed, that thing is not them anymore. Because what you are carrying is a living thing. It has a power. You know, prophecy. God says, once it has gone forth, what now? Out of my mouth. I haven't seen anybody like God. I'm telling you. We're not being religious now. I'm just trying to talk in a very practical way. I haven't seen anybody like God. That is, who speaks a word and is so confident that nothing. We live in a world of uncertainty. Do you understand?
Mm.
Powerful men like the President of America will make a policy. The next day they see that policy is not workable due to circumstances beyond their what now? Control. Things they did not anticipate. Things they did not plan for. And they have no control over those things. Because there is nothing. I have control over what now? Everything. So that God has come to define himself by his word. Amen. If this word fails tomorrow, then God is no longer what now? He's no longer God. So, if we have come to see this God, then...
T.B. Joshua said, his prophecy failed because Christians in America prayed against his prophecy, so it failed.
So, this God, did they pray?
I have watched him. You know, the prophecy he made, and then when he was now trying to initiate the first time, he was trying to find a way to wriggle out of it. He said that, Only prophets will understand the.
Yes.
You understand? I watched all that and I saw a, you know, God exposing somebody. For those who actually, I saw people clapping at him when he was talking that thing.
Clapping?
Yes.
Or booing?
They were clapping. He was inside his church. You know, it was inside his church.
Even they posted on Facebook, false prophet.
You know what?
False prophet.
Did what?
That's what they posted on Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
And him.
You know, so when you see people like that, they speak a word. God says, when they say, don't fear them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you see, what God is giving to us is something that we can anchor our lives
yes,
upon.
Amen.
Men have tested this word. You know, there was something Billy Graham said. He said, I do not know of one person, you understand, who, you understand, accepted Jesus Christ and regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting the point? Mm-hmm. You see, you can speak these things with certainty.
Yes.
Some men so saw this thing that they said, I was going to kill you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They said, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Why? They saw something bigger than their natural what now?
Mm-hmm.
Lives.
Mm-hmm.
The natural life that people are trying to save every day. So, God wants to give us a vision that will consume us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We become obsessed.
Amen.
Somebody wrote an article called it Magnificent Obsession.
Amen.
Do you understand the point? The man obsessed. That you look at him, you know that he's obsessed with something. You know, God wants to give us an obsession that will bring us into glory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe that as we open up our hearts and the vision of this city is brought into our hearts, you become a conqueror.
Amen.
You see, there is something inside you that circumstances, situations, that a woman like, you know, Sarah looked at her body. Abraham looked at his body. And God said, you will bring forth a son. And they were not shaking. Why? They had intimate relationship with the word. If you read Genesis, there's something you notice. They said, and the word of the Lord came to who now? Abraham. He had a personal, intimate relationship with this word. Praise the name of the Lord. The word was always coming to him. Who was that word? Jesus Christ. He came to Abraham. Every time the word of the Lord came, Abraham, I am your reward. I am your shield. I am your inheritance. Don't fear. The word is making you to fear. He said, listen, just anchor yourself in me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm trusting God that God will help us in this time.
This time of Nebuchadnezzar. He said, even though God does not save us, we shall not worship.
The three children.
Those children. Praise God. Hallelujah.
They were called children.
Yeah.
They were called children.
Yeah, the children, they are like offsprings now.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they were,
they were
then, you know, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
They are young people anyway, not children.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read Psalm 48. Please, this one is not a church show. You understand? We're just having a fellowship.
Yeah, if you're anything, it's nice if you're missing anything, just interrupt. Eh?
Hmm? Feel very, 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 very free. Praise the Lord. That's how I do in my household.
This one is very smart.
I know, that's what I'm telling them.
Amen.
After you summarize the message.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 48. We'll try and take our lesson from there and then see where we'll go. Psalm 48. Are we done? I read from verse 1, Amplified. It says, great is the Lord and highly to be praised. In the city of our God, his holy mountain, fair and beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, the city of David, to the northern side, Mount Moriah and the temple, the whole city of the great king. Verse 3, God has made himself known in her palaces as a refuge, a high tower, and a stronghold. For behold, the kings assembled. They came onward, and they passed away together. They looked, and they were amazed. They were stricken with terror, and took to flight, affrighted and dismayed. Trembling took hold of them there, and pain as of a woman in childbirth. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, verse 8 says, as we have heard.
Verse 7.
Yes. Okay. It says, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As we look at this, I can go down. Okay, let me finish it. It says, we have thought of your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As is your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your righteous judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Number her towers. Consider well her ramparts. Go through her palaces and citadels, that you may tell the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even until death. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, somebody, this is called a psalm of the sons of Korah. Now, it's a prophecy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we need to be able to relate to this thing. Because one way or the other of looking at this thing is to look at this and think about the physical Jerusalem. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And if you do that, the word of God will simply become something historical. It will make meaning to you. We are talking about when we went to Jerusalem, to Israel, you know, and people were going from one place of interest to the other, to the Mount of Transfiguration, to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane, and to different places we went around. For different people, it meant different things to them. But for me, I was looking at something else. Praise the name of the Lord. I was seeing beyond the Jerusalem that was physical, and looking into something that is in the heart of God. Now, whenever God speaks, God uses natural things to speak of spiritual things. Do you understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. It's very important. And so you also must be able to translate the natural things that God uses to speak into the what now? Reality. Bring it home to your life. So every time you read whatever you read in the Bible, it's actually speaking about what now? About me. Praise the name of the Lord. Until you are able to relate the word of God to yourself, that word is not going to be useful to you. It will give you information. It can tell you about something that happened 20 years ago. But until you ask yourself, how does this thing do what now? Relate to me. How does it affect me? If you can't relate it to yourself, you're just doing religious, what do you call it now? Religious knowledge. Praise the name of the Lord. So here, a prophet saw into the future. He saw a city. Praise the name of the Lord. And he saw something about the city. That this city was set upon a high, what now? Mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. And everybody was admiring the city. Everybody was looking at the city. Everybody was praising the city. The city is set in a high place, in an elevation. And it was bringing joy to the whole earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, how does that affect me? I am that city. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God is showing me what I am going to be when? Tomorrow. When He is what? Finished with me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He is going to make me an object of admiration. You know, the Bible says that no man lights a lamp and puts it under what now? A bushel. Do you understand? The day God lit a lamp in your spirit, there was a divine purpose.
Yes.
The purpose was that one day He would take that lamp and set it upon what now? A lampstand. And it will give light to the whole house. Mm. A time is coming when you will, your life will become a direction to human beings around you how to live. Do you understand the point? I am being prepared to become a city that is set where upon a hill that will give light to the nations. As we're going to see, the Bible says that the nations will walk in the light of what now? Of that city. When men are confused, they will come to you. Dan, this is not your, it's practical. As I'm talking, it will be your house. And people are what now? Are coming to you. They are seeking God.
Amen.
Now, why are they coming to you? They know that in you, God is what now? Is known. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? It's very important. It says that God is greatly to be praised. You know, the Bible says that let your what now? Light. So what now? Shine. That men might see what now? Your good works. And do what? And praise God. That's it.
Amen.
Greatly to be praised. God is to be praised. When you look at it, you say, oh my God, God is great. Do you understand the point? What are they seeing? They're seeing something about me that makes them give praise to who? To God. They know that that thing did not come by me. It is God living where? In his temple. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And so the ends of the earth. Today, we live in a generation when God is mocked. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. It will not always be like this. The world will be allowed to follow the godless, atheistic, and political. They will follow it to a logical conclusion. That they will come to a point when they look around themselves and say, we have served what now? Foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where can we go to from here? And the Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain of the house of the Lord is good. In other words, God is going to bring you to prominence. Do you understand the point? He's not going to make you president of Uganda. Do you understand that? But the president of Uganda will come looking for you. If there is still a president left by that time.
No.
You understand the point? Because some of them will come, this is the ruin of Uganda. Oh, what do we do with it? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's a ruin. It's in my hands. But you, say the mountain of the house of the Lord. That is Isaiah chapter what now? Chapter 2. The mountain of the house of the Lord shall be brought to a place of prominence. It will no longer be hidden. That lamp that has been lit will no longer be hidden. It will be set in a place of what now? Did you notice the life of Jesus Christ? When he started, nobody knew him. Do you understand the point? Yes, nobody knew him. But one, two miracles, and everybody was. You understand? Say that prophet of Galilee. If he enters a place now, 10 minutes, the news is all over Kampala. And everybody is coming to that place.
They knew that there is nothing good would come from there.
Yeah, when he started, they said, which Nazareth? It's very funny that he didn't come from Judea. He came from Galilee. Meanwhile, you understand the point? There's a way God works this thing out. Yes, he's Judea. But God brought him out physically, visibly from Galilee, a place despised. The Jews looked down on the Galileans. But you see, after a while, when there's none, is going to say, what is going to say? It is Jesus, the prophet from Galilee. The whole place was buzzing.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And I believe that if we begin to respond to God the way he wants us to respond to him, God will bring us to a place where people will seek you. Do you understand that? For direction. They will seek you for help. They will know that in you, there's a scripture that says, in Judah is God known. Now put yourself as Judah. Praise the name of the Lord. In me is God known. Do you understand? God is so manifest in me. Hallelujah. That he's not hidden anymore. Because the Bible says that the earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the revelation of God inside what now? A people. They are waiting for it. And people will say, come. Yes, Romans chapter 8. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. People are waiting for God. They are not yet looking for him now. The trouble is just still growing. Believe me, people will look for God. Trouble will make them look for him.
And the scripture we read last time in the Psalms of 81, the verse 13, that if people could only listen to me. Hearken to me. I could have delivered them
from
the adversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, so people are going to look for God. Make no mistake about it. Creation will look for Him. They will look for Him when they have exhausted all their resources.
Amen.
And then they will say, where can God be found? And people will say, come, let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord. And He will teach us what now? His ways. Gary Boshek was talking about, he said, my ways are not your ways. People are not interested in God's ways now. Do you understand? People who set God's ways, people say, no, it doesn't work. Do you understand? How can you, get certain things without, going like this? You know, and people feel that the ways of the Lord is too difficult, it's too hard, it's too rough. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I will wait. When their ways have failed them, then they will seek me. Praise the name of the Lord. And in that day, the Bible says, you will be called the ministers of who now? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so as you read this, we are looking at a prophecy about a church and about a people being what now? Raised up to a place of glory. A people raised up to a place of preeminence and prominence. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, but the path to this place is what we're going to look at tonight. God wants to bring us and prepare a city for us. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the plan. Here, he says, God, verse 3, says, God has made himself known in her palaces as what now? A refuge, a high tower, and what? A stronghold. Today, one of the challenges of Africa is witchcraft. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There's a strong operation of witchcraft. You know, some years ago, people were saying there's no such thing. Now, there's no serious African who is denying witchcraft. Because whether the thing went to sleep, and now there's a resurgence of it, it is definite. So even Christians are afraid. Praise the name of the Lord. People are afraid. But here in this city, say that God is known inside her as what now? A refuge. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember the situation in Sierra Leone during the Ebola crisis. Yeah. You know, people were, fear was a ruling spirit. Fear. People were so afraid and locked themselves up, they will not come out of their house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, assuming that you are in that situation, what will you do? That's a simple question. What would you do? Now, God wants to bring us to a place where He is known in us as what now? As a refuge. Praise the name of the Lord. As a stronghold. You become a city with a wall round about you. And the enemy cannot what? He cannot penetrate. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are born again for a purpose. I believe that's one thing God wants to set in us. We are going on a journey. And you must make up your mind, I am going on a journey. Praise the name of the Lord. I have a destination. And I'm not just being distracted. I'm focused. God wants to make me a defense city. A fortified city, a city where sickness, death, do you understand that? Even all that man can plan and propose against you will not enter. You are walking around doing your things. People are shooting arrows, both visible and invisible, and nothing is touching you. That is what God wants to make you. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to make you a praise and a name in the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. He says here that the kings of the earth, the king, these are spiritual beings. Praise the name of the Lord. Principalities and what now? And powers. And these are men. Men who exercise all kinds of authority. Both political, spiritual. But they came to test you. When they saw the dimension of authority and power and protection, fear did what now? Took hold of them. And they ran away. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, we have said all this. What is in the heart of God? I read something. Let's look at that Exodus 15 again. It's a very important part of scripture. Exodus chapter 15. the song of Moses. Praise the name of the Lord. The song of Moses. If you remember in your Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 14. John saw a vision. In that vision, he saw the Lamb standing on top of what now? Mount Zion. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then standing with the Lamb on that mount were 144,000 men. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when I say men, I'm not talking in a natural sense. Do you understand? In Christ, there is neither male nor female. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, they stood with him there. I'm sure we have been learning that Mount Zion speaks of a place in the spirit. It is the highest place to which man has been what now? Called to. Praise the Lord. It is this city that we are also talking about. Now, this man reached that height. They were able to reach the height. Jesus stood with them there. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And this is our destination. We have been called to Mount Zion, as we are going to see here. So this man stood with him on top of Mount Zion. And they sang a song. That's actually why I'm mentioning that. And they sang the song of what now? Of Moses. Now, what was this song? Now, we're going to look at a part of it. It's a song of victory. They were looking here. God brought Israel out of Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure you remember when they sang this song. After God opened the Red Sea and drowned what now? Pharaoh. And delivered them. So as far as they are concerned, Pharaoh was a closed what now? Chapter. That there's no the fear of Pharaoh was what now? Completely wiped out from them. I want us to know that there is a place that God wants to bring us to where the fear of the enemy is what? Wiped out. The enemy will not be able to touch you anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. If you read the book of Luke, praise the name of the Lord, chapter 1. Now, when Zechariah began to prophesy about John the Baptist, he said that God has raised up a ministry, praise the name of the Lord, to begin to prepare Israel for a deliverance. Do you understand that? And that the purpose of that deliverance was that God wants to fulfill the promises that he had what now? He had made. Do you understand that? Today we have promises, but we are also believing that we are living in the time when these promises will be what now? Fulfilled. The key part of that promise was that we, being delivered from the hand of what now? Our enemies. From the hand of all them that hate us. Might be able to serve him without what now? Fear. And in what now? Holiness. All the days of our lives. What? How do you relate that to scripture? You go to Obadiah. Obadiah says that upon Mount Zion, there shall be what? Holiness. And the people of Jacob shall what now? Possess their possession. And he said there shall be deliverance. Deliverance, holiness, and possessing what now? Our possessions on Mount Zion. So what we see these young people on Mount Zion, they have come to the place of full and total world deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. They had come to a place where the enemy could no longer what? Touch them. They had come to a place of holiness. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the purpose of God. So God wants me to be delivered from my enemies. From them that what now? Hate me. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Are we together? Amen. You see, we are not always going to be running from the devil. Very soon we are going to be chasing what now? The devil. Do you understand that? Amen. Yeah. So I better begin to adjust what now? My mind. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to begin to prepare. He says, in that day, you will take captive. That person whose captive what now you were. The person that was keeping you in prison. You will now turn back and do what? And take him captive and put him into prison. Praise the name of the Lord. I am looking forward to a change of environment. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time this word of God is coming to me, I am embracing it because I know that it is the key to everything around me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God, Moses began to, prophesy. The things Moses was saying here, some of them have not come to pass. But Moses was saying it as if what now? They have already come to pass. For example, in verse 13, he says, "You, in your mercy and loving kindness, have led forth the people whom you have what? Redeemed." Praise the name of the Lord. He said, "You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation." Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God redeemed a people, brought them out of Egypt. And we understand that Egypt speaks about the world, the devil's territory, bondage, oppression, and all that we know in the environment. He brought them out. And he said, God guided them in his strength. When he was speaking this, they were just by the Red Sea. Praise the name of the Lord. They had just come out. But he was speaking. You know, the Bible says that God called the things that what now? That be not as though it is. Do you understand? That's what God speaks about us. He calls me Mount Zion. Do you understand it, Paul? Now, Mount Zion means the perfection of what? Of beauty. If you look at me, I'm sure you can notice some of my faults. Do you understand the point? Hallelujah. But God has already called me Zion. Do you know what it means? It means that I can become Zion. I am Zion. And the only way I will not be Zion is if I choose not to be what now? Zion. Because he gave me a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. He calls me Zion. He looks at me and he sees Zion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God has brought them in his own strength, not in my strength. Brought us into a dwelling place.
Amen.
A habitation. There is a place God has proposed for me to dwell. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you remember some of the words that God has been bringing, he wants to bring the soul into what now? A high place. Now this was where man dwelt before. That's what you call the garden of what now? Of Eden. Praise the name of the Lord. Every God made man, put him into a habitation. Praise the name of the Lord. Because his plan was that man should dwell in that habitation. In that habitation, there were things to eat. Praise the name of the Lord. There were things to eat. There was water to water man. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes when I read Psalm, I think it's Psalm 26. That song says, "How precious, O Lord, is your unfailing love. We take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We feed, Lord Jesus, on the abundance of your house, and we drink from your rivers of delight. For in you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. In you is the fountain of life. In your light, Lord Jesus, we see light." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says that God wants to bring my soul to a place where my soul will feed from the abundance of God's house. Praise the name of the Lord. And will drink from the river of life. This energy of God, this life of God flowing. In our present environment, we are much more of a wilderness than of a garden. Praise the name of the Lord. Life is so scarce. We have to run around looking for it. Praise the name of the Lord. In the midst of it, God has been faithful. In the desert, God gave them food. Do you understand the point? He was feeding them through the desert. But that wasn't the kind of way he wanted them to feed. He wanted to bring them to a place where the land will do what now? Produce. Praise the name of the Lord. And feed them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants to bring us into a dwelling place. My soul must come into a place where I have rest. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me read verse 17. Verse 17 here says that you will bring them in to the land and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Praise the name of the Lord. So Moses was prophesying the mind of God. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, the plan was to bring them into something. Praise the name of the Lord. Here, he calls it different names. One, he calls it the mountain of his inheritance. Two, he calls it what again now? A dwelling place. The land of a dwelling place. He also calls it what? The sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. All of these things are speaking about the same thing. A place in God where God wants to bring us in. And we also know, the psalmist tells us somewhere, I think Psalm 46, he said, oh, send forth your light and your truth. Let them lead me.
Yes.
Let them bring me into your habitation, into your holy hill. The word of the Lord is given to us if we follow it. You understand? It has energy. He said, you guided them in your what now? Your strength. You see, men are failing by the way, but God's energy in his word is sustaining the people. Remember a man, his name was Elijah. He said, eat. God gave him food. Elijah ate once. And the Lord said, no, Elijah, do what? Eat again. Because the journey is what? Is long. And the Bible says that Elijah ate. And that food he ate gave him what now? Strength. He went in the strength of that food for how many days? 40 days. Now the Bible, 40 is the number of what now? Testing. Praise the name of the Lord. You remember that? Through our journey through life is a 40-day journey. Why? We're going to pass through what now? Challenges, tribulation, troubles, pressure, difficulties. But if we are eating the right food, we will have what? Energy to do what? He said he went in the strength of that food until he came into the mountain of what? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Your destination is the mountain of God. My destination is the mountain of God. Praise the name of the Lord. My destination is the hill of God. Hallelujah. As we are hearing this word tonight, our soul is changing location. Believe me, you will not be what now? The same again.
Amen.
I am going higher every day. As I feed on this word, it lifts me from one degree of what now? Glory to what? To another. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God wants to bring these things. You know, on the natural, we are religious people. We know going to church. We know coming to fellowship. Do you understand the point? We know certain things that we do as part of our Christianity. But we need to know more than that. Praise the name of the Lord. That if I begin to feed upon this word, I receive energy. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes you can go through a problem and you're discouraged. And that person is going through that same problem. And the person is what now? Is strong. Why? The person is eating the right word now. Food. He's feeding on the right food. He's spending time, you know, putting food into his system that will carry him up the journey to the mount of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, so this is what is in the mind of God. God wants to bring you into a mountain. He wants to bring you into a city. He wants to bring you into what now? His sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm taking a few things for granted. You know, the Bible says that we are a city set what now? A city set upon a hill. You know where the scripture is? Okay. Praise God. Amen. Let me not assume Moses. Do you know Moses? Praise the name. Hallelujah. A city set upon a hill is Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Praise the name of the Lord. You are a city set upon what now? A hill. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So a city is a dwelling place. We all know that, right? Praise the name of the Lord. A city is a dwelling place made up of many dwelling places. Okay? So we are the city. If you go through your Bible, if you have a concordance, you just check the word city, city, city. You will see it speaks so much about the city of God, the city of God. When you read it, you know that God is talking about his people. We are the city of God. But when you read it more, you know that he's not talking about the people of God. He's talking about the people of God in a particular word now, a state, where? In the spirit. Always, as you look through, you notice that this city is always set where? In a mountain. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It is in the high places. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll give you a scripture. Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter... what is that now? Let's go to chapter 16. Revelation chapter 19. Am I correct? No, not 19. He said, I will show you the holy city. Chapter 21. Chapter 21. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now let me read from verse 1. But I'm interested in from verse 9. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, all arrayed like a bride, beautified and adorned for her husband. Then I heard a mighty voice from the throne, and I perceived each distinct word, saying, see, the abode of God is with men, and he will live and encamp and tent tabernacle among them, and they shall be his people, and God shall personally be with them and be their God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now let me jump. I will jump to verse 9. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven final plagues, afflictions and calamities came and spoke to me. He said, come and come with me and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Praise the Lord. So who is the bride? No? I am the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom. Praise the name of the Lord. The church is the bride of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and here he says it, then in the spirit he took me away. So he wasn't taking him on a physical journey. He took him on a journey in the spirit, and he took me away to a high and what now? Lofty mountain, and exhibited to me the holy, hallowed, consecrated city of Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, clothed in God's glory, in all its splendor and radiance. The luster of it resembled a rare and most precious jewel, like jasper, shining as clear as crystal. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the angel said to John, come, let me show you the Lamb's what now? Wife, the bride. We have learned that the bride, the church, is the bride. Not when I say church, I'm talking about actually overcoming what now? Church. Praise the name of the Lord. Is the bride. Now, what you see here is something similar to what happened at the temptation of Jesus Christ. You see, they took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of what now? Of this world. Look, I think it was the FP who was explaining that he wasn't showing them America and Japan and all that. Because there's no physical mountain that you can go to show them that. So we're dealing with something happening where? In the spirit. He showed them the kingdoms of this world. So we have learned that the kingdoms of this world are where? In the hearts of men. That is where God wants to set his throne. And that's where God wants to do what now? To rule. So one thing we're also going to learn about this city is that it is the city of the great king. That is where the kingdom, the throne of the king is set. Praise the name of the Lord. So he showed him something in the spirit. He showed him a people, souls of men again.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Souls of men who had attained to a place in God. Praise the name of the Lord. So what we have been speaking here is a people who are moving up in God, who are responding to God's word. And as they respond to God's word, God is taking them from one degree of glory to what now? To another. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, why is he doing that? This city, God will dwell in her. Praise the name of the Lord. God is building this city because it is the city of God. This is where God will display him, what now? Himself. Men will see this city and they will see God. That's why she was clothed in the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. She was clothed in the glory of God. Isaiah said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord because he has clothed me. Praise the name of the Lord. With a garment of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. I am wearing God's glory. That is what the city looks like. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what we are saying about this city is that it is a people. And it is a people lifted up. Praise the name of the Lord. Lifted up into a place of glory. And that city is where God will dwell. And that city is where God is known. Praise the name of the Lord. That city is the mountain of God's house. It is the dwelling place of God. And it is the stronghold of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And that we are what now? That city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so this is the key point. When I look at my life, what do I see? What do I see? You know, we're going to read Revelation chapter 11 right now. And see a man named what now? Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Abraham saw this thing. Yes, Hebrews chapter 11. Praise the name of the Lord. Is that Revelation I said? Okay. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, Abraham saw something. What did he see? Okay, what is the time?
So, when can he close?
It's almost 9 already. Okay, what? Just let me know when to close. Can you? We always have ways.
In
10 minutes time. Okay, praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 11. Maybe we're inside our minds, Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read Hebrews chapter 11. I am going to read from verse. Okay, let's look at 8. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 8. It says, urged on by faith, that is motivated, prompted, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed, and went forth to a place which he was destined to receive as an inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. God called Abraham to a place which God told him, this place is where I'm going to give you. It's your inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he says that he went, he did not know where he was going to. We have learned that this place is the realm of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. God has provided us an inheritance. That inheritance, he is revealing it to us by his word. Praise the name of the Lord. As I hear this word, I know that God has called me to a particular height. There is a kind of man that God is building up. It is a man with the nature of God, dwelling in the realms of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That is where, that is my inheritance. And that is this city. So Abraham saw this city. You know, but the Bible says something that he wasn't able to take that inheritance. He dwelt in that land as a stranger. Today, we dwell in the realm of the spirit as what now? Strangers. Do you understand? We go in and we do what now? We come out. We don't have a permanent residence what now? There.
That's right.
Have you ever seen a man who is walking the spirit 24 hours a day? I haven't seen him yet. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But that is my house.
That's right.
That is my dwelling. That is my estate. That is my inheritance. Do you understand that? God has promised me, say, look, you walk in the spirit. Do you understand? You will live in the spirit. You will not come down. You will dwell there. You will hear voices. You will draw the life of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And through the spirit, you will overcome the earth. Subdue it. So he dwelt as a stranger. Moved to and fro. Was just dwelling. But God says, you may not inherit it. But your seed will do what? Will inherit it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, look at verse 10. For he was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking towards the city. You know, there's Romans that we said. Romans 8 says that creation is waiting for what now? The revelation of the sons of God. So Abraham was waiting for a city that had what now? Foundation. Whose builder and maker is what now? God. Now, in a sense, this city speaks about a new creation man. Do you understand that? This old man is a product of what now? Of sin. Do you understand the point? What I am now wasn't exactly what God did what now intended. It's a malformation. Praise the name of the Lord. But God says, I'm going to bring forth a new man. Praise the name of the Lord. And this new man is not going to be subject to decay. We read that God says, I am bringing it to an inheritance beyond the reach of decay. There is a man coming. He said that Christ is now raised from the dead. Death has no more what now? Power over him.
Amen.
There is a people being raised up and brought to a place of glory where the dragon cannot touch them. There's a scripture I will give you. You know, David wanted to build a house for God. He was burdened for it. And he came and told Nathan, the prophet, said, I want to build a house for God. And God told Nathan, tell David, say, it is good. This idea I have is wonderful. You understand the point? But don't worry. He says, God says, I would appoint a place for what now? My people, Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. And where the sons of wickedness will not be able to do what now? To touch them. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to lift us to that place. Now, Abraham could look at a city. How did he respond? I want to close with that. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at verse 13. It says that these people all died, controlled and sustained by their faith. God, there are men who have seen this thing they were talking about today. Paul saw it. When you read Philippians chapter 3, praise the name of the Lord, he said, I'm pressing towards it. They did not connect to it in their lifetime, but they saw it from afar off, and they were persuaded about it. Are you persuaded about this word that you are hearing today? If you are not persuaded, it will not do anything in your life. Do you understand that? People hear this word, they don't believe it, that God is raising up a perfect, a complete man, a total man in the earth. Some people say, okay, I'm born again. John 3:16 is good enough for me. That's good enough. But if that's, you're okay with that, take it.
Good.
But these people were persuaded. Praise the name of the Lord of what they had. That's what I want to leave with us. Are we persuaded? Now, I say that they embraced it. We have to embrace this word. Praise the name of the Lord. We can't live with it as a stranger. You must draw this word. It becomes what now? Your wife. Praise the name of the Lord. They were persuaded and they embraced it. And then the Bible said also they did what? They confessed it. Our practical life must show that we believe this word. Praise the name of the Lord. We must confess it. Not just what we say with our mouth, but in the way we do what now? we live our life. We must show that this thing is the most important thing about us. They confessed that they were strangers and what? And pilgrims. We cannot live life as if the things of this world are more important. Then we have not seen that city. Praise the name of the Lord. Have we seen this city? The city of the living God. There's so much to say about the city. But first of all, you must see it. That God is preparing a city for you. A place of dwelling in the realm of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As we go home, I believe this could be food for thought for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Our life must relate to what we are hearing. What we are hearing must translate into a vision. I want you to see a total man. A man free from sin. Free from fear. Free from sickness. Do you understand that? Free from the cares of this life. Free from corruption. That is, he is dwelling in a place where corruption cannot what now? Cannot touch him. That is a city that God is building. When he finishes it, he said that city will have the glory of God. And the nations will walk in the light of that city. Praise the name of the Lord. That is our inheritance. I pray that God will cause this thing to crystallize in our hearts. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me put it down.